What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Hole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Speaking of Mr. Zach Stevens, here he is. He's our Broncos insider with DNVR Broncos. Nobody better than Mr. Stevens. Zach, my man, first one for you. What do you think about Russell Wilson? Is he going to play this weekend? How's he looking with his concussion protocol situation?
You know, Brady, he's flying through the concussion protocol. I fully expect him to play, but we're going to get a lot more information on that fully and solidified probably right around the end of your show, right around 1:15 is when we'll be getting the update on Russ if he has officially passed concussion protocol. But everything that I've seen from Russ on the field, talking to people behind it, the scenes, he is really progressing through the concussion protocol. I fully expect him to be passed through that protocol today. And really the only thing that would hold him back from playing is Nathaniel Hackett, George Payton, or Greg Penner saying, "We can't have you out there playing a week after sustaining a concussion when you were clearly knocked out on the field, and we can't have that." However, Brady, Nathaniel Hackett's not going to hold him back. George Payton's not going to hold him back. They both need a win, and they both believe that Russell Wilson gives them the best chance to win. And number one, that Russell Wilson is not going to hold himself back. So really the only person that I think gets Russell Wilson not to play this week is Greg Penner, coming from all the way from the top and saying, "You're our $250 million investment. You're not going to play, and I just don't expect that to happen." So I don't think Russ should play just a week after sustaining what appeared to be such a severe concussion, but I do think that he's going to play. He's been throwing the ball the past 2 days and practiced yesterday.
Interesting. Well, and again, if you're Nathaniel Hackett, you want to have your guy out there, the best chance to win, because I don't know where we are on Nathaniel Hackett. I don't know what inside, you know, those meetings look like right now, but if you beat Arizona, it's certainly only going to help your case, so Hackett's going to want the best he can get out there.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Nathaniel Hackett needs to win this game in order to have any chance to be the head coach next year. And I do think that there's a path for Nathaniel Hackett to be back next year. I certainly think if the Broncos go 3-1 over these final four games, and it's because the offense plays well, not great, but well, I think there's a clear path for Nathaniel Hackett to be back. However, if they lose to the Cardinals, Brady, they're not going to win another game this year. This is the most winnable game by far. So if they lose this one, you're talking about like over a 10-game losing streak that Nathaniel Hackett will be on to end the season, and that's just going to be a really tough sell. And look, on top of that, I think the offense needs to score 24 points in three of the final four games in order to show that the offense is finally picking up. And you know what? This Arizona Cardinals team is as bad as you can get on defense. Vance Joseph's unit is the worst in the NFL, giving up 27 points per game. So if there's any game that the Broncos are going to build off their 28-point performance last week, it's this one against the Cardinals at home. But you really got to have Russ in order to do that.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Man, at the beginning of the season, Zach, you looked at this matchup, and I didn't know how good Arizona would be. I certainly didn't think they'd be 4-9. But you looked at this one and said, man, this is going to be kind of a meaningful game for both teams. Maybe they're on the cusp of playoffs, both needing a win to improve upon that record. But here we sit, Denver 3-10, Cardinals 4-9. Their quarterback is done, maybe even into a good chunk of next season. We're still waiting to see what happens with Russell Wilson. It's amazing how the season can take its toll on all of our predictions and everybody's goals throughout the course of the season.
Oh my gosh, you're 100% right. Instead of being an exciting game with two potentially playoff-bound teams, with two exciting, electric, dynamic quarterbacks, this is the sleeper bowl this week, Brady. I mean, how this is such a tough sell. 3-10 going up against 4-9. And you can argue that the Arizona Cardinals have more dysfunction in their entire organization on the field, their long-term future, than the Broncos. And the Broncos have a worse record than them. So you're so right. This is such a disappointing game. And it's just another year where the Broncos are just playing very meaningless football in December.
Well, and it goes back to kind of our conversation earlier this week, Zach, about how much did Sunday change people's minds as far as what, you know, the future looks like with Nathaniel Hackett. And I don't know, man. I just go back and forth. I'm just tired. I'm tired of coaching carousel and a quarterback carousel here. So there is this part of me that's really, you know, looking forward to this game, even though it's terrible. You're right, it's a sleeper bowl. But I would love Nathaniel Hackett to win a few games here, score those 24 points like you talked about, and maybe we run it back. But I get the other side, too. I mean, Hackett has not been good for 90% of the season. Even if he shows something in these final four games, it might not mean anything.
Brady, there's no doubt that what you're saying is right. The best thing for the organization is for Nathaniel Hackett to figure it out. And he has to show signs that he's figuring it out in these final four games in order for him to be back. Look, he's not going to be back if the team is 3-14 and you lose to a dysfunctional Cardinals team. You lose to the Rams, who are on their third string quarterback in Baker Mayfield. You have to show progress, but as much as people don't want Nathaniel Hackett back next year, it is just, it's a tough sell to just be hiring head coaches and cycling through head coaches. And not only is it a tough sell to a new head coach, but it's also, at some point you have to keep continuity with an offensive staff, with an offensive regime. And the best thing is that Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett figure it out and build on this throughout the offseason. But of course, if he doesn't figure it out and the Broncos win 3 or 4 games this year, you're going to be moving on. But you also have to take into account, are you going to be able to get a great head coach in the offseason? Sean Payton, the Broncos' job is not an attractive one, and you have to keep that in mind. And so the top head coaching candidates, while the Broncos can pay them more money than anyone else, they're probably not in it just for the money. So the Broncos may be going after another first-time head coach and taking a gamble. Now, they could hit on that, or they can swing and miss again.
Well, and there's just no guarantee. You know, if you come in here and you're wanting to revive your coaching career, whatever it is, Dan Quinn, Sean Payton, if Russell Wilson isn't good, then there you go. I mean, this could be another bad year next year for the Broncos, yeah, regardless of who that coach is. So would you want to risk that knowing, man, Russell Wilson, I bet you could put every would-be coach or current coach on a lie detector test and ask him about Russell Wilson, and they'd all say the same thing as, yeah, we don't know about this guy.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know how anyone could be convinced that Russell Wilson is the Russell Wilson that he was in Seattle. Now, last week was great to see a flash and see a glimpse of hope, see those 3 touchdowns, see him scrambling. But in reality, when you take a step back, Brady, that's one game this season where you've really seen it. Maybe the other second-best game is week 1 against Seattle, and the Broncos still were only able to put up 16 points in that performance. So you would be crazy to say that, oh, yeah, Russell Wilson's completely fine. And when you're a head coach looking at a job, especially if you're an offensive head coach, which is what the Broncos absolutely need, the first and foremost thing that you look for is the quarterback. And right now you see an aging Russell Wilson that potentially is not just on the decline, but has already dropped off. That's, again, why this job is not going to be the most enticing job out there. So I think you're right, Brady. I think you're taking a big gamble in the offseason with getting a coach that either is going to be a first-time head coach, or you're taking a gamble on a coach that's been a good coach before, but not a great one, and you're just kind of hoping to get someone here to even out the ship, and then you're going to have to hire someone else to take you over the top in a couple of years.
All right, Zach, so what do the Broncos have to do here? What scares you about this 4-9 Cardinals team that we should be worried about coming up on Sunday?
Oh, my gosh. Not much, Brady. Not much. I mentioned how bad their defense is. The worst in the NFL. Now, I will give credit to the Cardinals. They looked half decent on defense against the New England Patriots, specifically in the first half. And they do have talent on their defense, but their defense is way worse than their talent is collectively, which is just weird. Doesn't look very good for Vance Joseph himself. And on the offensive side of the ball, what does scare you about this team is the weapons that they have, and it starts with DeAndre Hopkins. You can't let DeAndre Hopkins go off, and he's gone off for over 100 yards a couple of times this year. And remember, he was suspended the first 6 games of the season, and he's still putting together a very solid season. So put Pat Surtain on him, and Pat Surtain, this game reminds me a lot of the 2 games against Devontae Adams. The first game that Pat Surtain went up against Devontae Adams, it's not like he completely shut him down. Devontae Adams still had 6 or 8 catches for, 60 yards. If Pat Surtain does that to DeAndre Hopkins, that is a beautiful game. That's a perfect game for him. What you can't do is you can't let DeAndre Hopkins get over the top, go for multiple touchdowns, go for over 100 yards like Devontae Adams did on Pat Surtain the second time they played. So just keep keep DeAndre Hopkins in front of you. And then they also have other good weapons. And another one is James Conner. He's really good running back, really good at finding the end zone. But they have Colt McCoy playing quarterback. Colt McCoy can run an offense, but he should not be able to beat you. And this Broncos defense, while they did have their worst game of the season last week against the Kansas City Chiefs, this is a much easier task going up against the Cardinals with a backup quarterback than it is the Kansas City Chiefs. And so, Brady, as you can kind of hear, I think the Broncos will win. They should win. And if there's any hope of building momentum for the end of this season for Nathaniel Hackett, for this team, it is with a win this week. And I think the Broncos pull it off. And dare I say, they scored 24 points for the second time this season in back-to-back weeks.
How about that? And maybe we're having a little more hope, too, about Nathaniel Hackett. We'll change that conversation back up for next week. Zach, my man, I know you got to get rolling. Appreciate you as always. We're looking forward to your coverage of this game coming up on Sunday.
Brady, you're the man. Thanks for having me on.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. He kind of likes the Broncos to win and put some points on the board. Put a lot of points on the board. Well, 24. It's a lot for Denver. It's a lot for Denver. 11:52 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communication Studios.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.